Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now it has to be disinfected over here, man. Sometimes I hear you got crabs.
Ew, what? When?
I don't know. I just hear these things.
I don't have anything down there for them to hang on to. So no.
Well, that is true.
There's no hair there.
You think people that have bush, they need to shave to avoid crabs?
Yes, I do.
I do have a question for you, though.
Oh, Jesus.
I do. You know, you have your beautician's license forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 years.
Now, lice.
Yes.
You can get them in your head, right?
Yes.
But can you get lice on your bush?
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
I knew this. That's crabs.
No, it's lice. You can get lice. There's a difference between lice and crabs.
So what does it do? Does it just like jump from your hair to your pubes?
Yes.
How nasty.
Well, if you don't know you have lice and you're sleeping in your bed, it attracts, gets on your bedding, and then it can go anywhere that you have hair.
You remember that as kids, somebody had lice and stuff, you wanted to punch them in the mouth?
Yeah, because like when I was in elementary school and one person was found with lice, they would have all the students go down to the nurse's office, literally from the whole school, and you'd go one at a time, and the teacher would give you this, the nurse would give you this little black comb, and you'd have to hold it, and then she'd take it from you when it was your turn, and she'd check your whole head. And if you have
what
lice,
are lice?
Little bugs.
Little bugs.
Yeah.
Are they like white or something?
They're black.
How the hell
and
they
their
know?
Their eggs are white.
Oh, their eggs are white.
Yeah.
See, this is something that you're.
And they attach to the root of your hair shaft, like at your scalp.
And they just bite your ass?
They don't bite you. They just walk around and chill and. And they make you itch.
And they make you itch.
And then when you hear
I'm
one of
just
your
walking around.
And then when you hear one of your friends has lice, then all of a sudden you're itching because you're like, oh my god, ew.
You ever notice that though, man? When you hear that shit, you start itching.
Everybody gets itchy. Like you will literally see like 20 people get itchy. Oh my god, she has lice. Oh Jesus Christ.
Everybody, you got that right, scratching. Dirty Knobs. Lice are from California and stuff like that. They give you all kinds of crabs from out there and shit. That's some nasty business.
And it is very ironic, Jason, because yes, lice are attracted to clean hair.
How the hell is that possible?
Not dirty.
So how do people get it?
It's transferred from one person to another. They jump.
They jump like freaking triathlon or something.
Yeah, pretty much. They jump. They don't fly. They jump.
So they jump.
Like if you like,
why are they
like
attracted?
Never borrow someone's hat.
Why are they attracted to freaking
clean
hair?
Well, would you want to hang out in dirty hair? Like if your poontang's dirty, you ain't going to get no lice down there because they ain't going to hang out there.
I wouldn't either, man. It smells fishy.
Yeah, no. It's gross.
Why do you women always smell like that?
Not all women smell like that, dude.
I don't know.
Why
I'm getting
are you
off
so
subject.
Insulting?
I don't know, man.
Rude.
Signs you're traveling down the wrong path in life.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that now. A lot of people are doing that.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny how they have a hard time self-correcting.
Very true. Very true.
Do you know a lot of people that are going down the wrong path?
A lot of people that I feel might be going down the wrong path, but, you know, it's something you got to.
What is considered the wrong path in life? That is the question. That is the question. Because one person's path compared to another could be right.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's true. I agree. What's considered to be the wrong path? Basically when you're
not getting enough blowjobs.
Oh, has nothing to do with
that.
I think
that's the wrong path.
That's the wrong path. Why does it always go there? Why?
Because that's the thing.
Because it's hump day?
It's hump day Wednesday. Oh, my God. If you hit that vape during this, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just did that on purpose. Rude. Well, everybody makes wrong choices in life.
Yeah, right, Beezer. If you're watching the show, you're already on the wrong path.
That's right. Welcome to the dark side.
I have to corrupt everybody. It is the dark side over here, Luke.
Don't say you're my father, because that'd be creepy.
I ain't your father, no.
I would hope not. That's just wrong.
So anyway, what would be considered a wrong one?
What would be considered? Like, what is a sign?
Well, what's one of the
signs?
Here's
your sign.
Here's your sign, dumb shit. Buford T. Justice. That is funny as hell. Steve says that's who I sound like.
Buford T.
Old Buford T, boy. That's where I actually got out punching the mouth, was from Buford T.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
You know, the younger kids wouldn't know the awesomeness of Buford T. Justice.
No, they wouldn't.
They would probably call him racist.
Most likely.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
Stop.
Why don't you come over here and fuck me in the ass?
Oh, my God. Stop.
That was from Eddie Murphy, Mr. T.
Yeah. And he would never have said that. But
hey, okay. Boy. Hey, boy.
Are you done?
I guess so.
Okay. So one of the most telling signs that you're veering off the right path is persistent feeling of frustration.
Junior, you could not have come from my loins.
Jeez.
That's pecker, in other words.
Duh.
Just so you know, because I know you're subdued.
How am I subdued?
I don't know, man. Lately, you've been like freaking boring.
How? What?
You've been boring, man.
What do you mean I'm boring?
As you get older, you're getting more boring.
Oh, thanks. Good to know, lame-o.
I'm not the see boring and lame-o is the same thing. That means you're lame-o.
You're lame-o.
What are we, 6 years old?
Yeah.
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
You know how bad that is that you remember that?
There's a lot of stuff.
Means you were the biggest loser, okay? You're a loser. You actually remember that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My God. What the hell did I marry?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Psycho ass. You know what? It's funny how her mood, she can be totally cool. Then it's like, dude, I want to freaking kill you. It is.
No, it's not. Don't be mean. Stop being so mean. So I got to read that over?
Yeah, I do.
Listening.
I kind of forgot by now.
One of the most telling signs that you're veering off the right path is a persistent feeling of frustration.
Frustration means that you're veering off the right path, as you say.
Yeah.
The hell does that have to do with anything? Frustration.
Well, this isn't about having like a bad day or two. We all have those. I'm talking about the constant state of dissatisfaction that just doesn't seem to shift.
I get that all the time with you. You know what's pretty screwed up right now?
Are you going down the wrong path now?
I've always been on the wrong path. But you know what? I'm getting a vision up right now, and I'm just sitting here like, okay, we're talking about the signs you're traveling down the wrong path in life and all that kind of stuff. And I just got this vision of you cupping and going, yelling at me. I just got this vision. I don't know where it came from.
Jesus. You son of a bitch. I told you the wrong hole.
just the tip.
It's never just the tip.
So was I on the wrong path on the Hershey Highway?
Yeah, it's basically in that situation, you can keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah, but sometimes it slips. Don't you notice how guys are like that? They just let
y'all
that
do
shit
that
slip
on purpose.
Oh, wrong hoe!
Ow.
It's funny as hell, I think. You just watch a broad cupping and going and stuff. The next thing you know is poops everywhere. It's nasty business, literally. But frustration, I don't know why that would be. That's a human reaction.
But you got to know the difference and distinguish the difference between temporary setbacks and ongoing frustration.
Dwayne, it sounds like you need to be laid. Yes, he's been frustrated for 5 days now. So does that mean you're on the wrong path when you're frustrated like that? You haven't gotten
you got to figure out what's frustrating you and solve the issue. If you can't solve the issue, you have to go a different direction.
People seem to be frustrated all the time now.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Well, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about life in general.
You've just been talking about that since we got on the air.
Well, it ain't my fault I have a vision of you going to cup and go. Come on.
Stop. It's not going to happen.
It's hump day. You got to talk about something like that.
Oh, that's why.
You know, it happens.
I didn't think you needed a reason.
So does the frustration usually lead to more compounding problems?
Yes, that is the problem. Yes, it's going to lead to way more problems. So
basically, it's a cycle.
Somewhere down the line, you took too many lefts instead of some rights.
Well, that is a stupid analogy.
What?
I know you're trying to be funny, but sometimes it just don't work out.
All right, I'll quit. I'll just sit here.
Just sit there and look pretty and like, well, you know, thinking, why did he hit the wrong hole?
No, I'm not going to think about that. Not even in the slightest.
So frustration, I don't understand how that leads you on the wrong path. If it's, is it like freaking Anakin Skywalker
because
wanting to kill the freaking Jedi?
No.
Play some Jedi mind tricks on you.
Because too much frustration is going to indicate that something is not right.
Mike Ball's in the house.
And it's time for a change.
Well, I think change is good, but somebody I know don't like change.
I don't know who
that
is.
So does that mean you are on the wrong path?
No.
So it doesn't mean you're on the wrong path.
That means something's not right in your scenario, but there's nothing wrong in mine.
What do you mean nothing wrong with yours?
No. Why? Because I have the flaw of not liking change.
That's a flaw. You just said it.
Yeah, it's a flaw, but you got to like people for all their flaws.
Well, I wouldn't be with you if I didn't like your flaws.
Well, then stop complaining.
I ain't complaining.
Yes, you are.
I'm complaining that you don't like change.
I don't.
I think it's bull crap because then you can't move forward.
I can move forward in a lot of things. It just doesn't mean I have to move forward in everything.
Well, that's a nice excuse. It's a weak one, but it's a nice excuse.
Rude. Now you're calling me weak?
Well, you know, I'm not the one cupping and going right now.
I'm not
head.
Either.
In my head, you are.
I'm not.
The things that come to your guy's head, I'm telling you.
No, I'm not.
What's another one?
Dummy. Lack of passion.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think that's one of the biggest problem with people. Don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. Because, you know, we all have moments in our lives when we're not thrilled about work, school, other kinds of obligations. But you constantly find yourself dreading the day ahead.
What do you think about this? I have a question here.
What?
Passion, okay?
Yeah.
Passion. Yeah. What do you think about people that just want to lay around or stay home all the time and don't want to go to work?
They have no passion. They have no goals.
What kind of life is that? Let me ask you that.
It isn't.
Now, if you're in a position where you need the monies to just get ahead. Do you think that, and I'm going to put this on a man here. I'm going to put this on a man. Do you think they should go out there and earn that money or just sit around?
Go earn the money. Get off their booty holes and go make that money.
What is it with men now from our generation?
It's not just our generation.
Yeah, but it started with our generation. What is it where they can't go out and work?
Are they single or married?
I don't even think it matters, do you?
Well, if they're married and their wife is out doing one or two jobs and they're sitting at home, that's just wrong.
And even if they're sitting at home, there's a million things you to do on the internet to make money, but they don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just like, gamers. You can make money by doing it.
I was going to say, a lot of people don't realize that you can make a lot of money doing YouTube with gaming.
You're damn right. So they don't even do that. They'll play the game, but they don't want to take the time to set up a channel.
Because you can win. You can earn money.
They make big money on them gamer channels.
Yeah, they do.
But then all of a sudden, you see the. What if a say you had a sick wife or girlfriend?
Uh huh.
But you still don't want to put in those extra hours.
Now, what do you mean by sick?
Well, maybe they don't, their sick, health ain't
like,
good.
Like
they
sick
they
off can't. Due to cold or sick as in, like, they can't work.
They can't work. So you think that the guy should go out there or do the work.
Now, see, I actually have a friend who is sick and she can no longer work.
Okay.
And her husband is actually a correctional officer. And he was planning to retire.
Uh-huh.
Because he's been in it for over 20 years.
Right.
So he was going to retire. And now with his wife being as sick as she is and she can't work anymore, he is refusing to retire.
Well, that's a good man, but I'm talking about what if the man don't want to do that. That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
That's the wrong path.
That is definitely the wrong path. You need to be able, I mean, it's, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. And, you know, if you're significant.
Well, what I'm talking about, you can make all kinds of money now. What is that? That DoorDash stuff?
Yeah, DoorDash.
You can drive for that. You can do Uber.
Yeah. There's Uber, Uber Eats, DoorDash. There's all kinds of things that you can
that
do.
You can do to make extra monies.
Yeah, and all you need is a car.
But
and a phone.
There's still people that refuse to do that.
Because they have no passion in life. They have no goals they want to achieve. But yet at the same time, they want.
They want the best of everything.
They want the best of everything, but they're not willing to go out and get it as far as work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all jobs, you know, most jobs kind of suck, you know, but it's still you got to do it.
You got to make the money.
You got to do to pay your bills or get the things that you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you're going to do is sit back thinking you don't have to do that, well, then guess what? You're not going to get anywhere in life.
But it's a hard thing to see the spouse have to go through that.
It's definitely hard. I mean, it sucks to see your spouse busting ass and taking names and killing themselves at one, maybe two jobs while you're sitting at home reaping the money in. And
I think our generation really lost it, don't you?
Yeah.
And I don't understand why, because we were raised by boomers who worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because a lot of people didn't have that instilled in them? Because the parents were at work?
I think so. But you would think you would want to, you know, follow in their footsteps. Like, you are coming home from school and your parents are both at work.
Yeah, we were called the Lockheed generation.
But at Christmas time, you got that BMX bike or you got that Atari or Nintendo or the girls with
that's where it all started, don't you think?
You know, $100 dollhouses, you know.
Holy shit, they were $100 back then. That's a lot of money back
then. Some of them were. The wooden ones were. But, I mean, you see, you get all these things because both your parents are working, right? You know,
and they wanted to spoil everything. I know, but it's like our generation spoiled
you
the shit
think
out of
you would be able to follow by example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see how hard your parents work to raise you and your siblings, or maybe just you. Why wouldn't you want to do the same thing?
Do you think freaking alone kids, I'm talking about, you know, they're the only child.
Yeah.
You think they become brats?
I mean, I know a good amount of them that are. Because of the fact that there's just the one child, so their
and they
parents,
got spoiled.
They got spoiled because they were the only kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more. It's different if there's a sibling because then you got to share it.
Yeah, you know they don't know how to share.
The parents have to share, you know, gifts and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier for parents when they have one,
right?
Because then they spoil them rotten. That's just like,
so they set them on the wrong path in the first place.
They set them. I think sometimes that sets them up for failure.
And that's just like rich kids, man. They get all this money and, you know, they don't know anything else. They don't know how to work. And I wouldn't want to be a rich kid. Mm-mm. It would be so boring having somebody do everything for me. But I guess that's because I look at it a different way than everybody.
Well, because when you grow up, it's like, your parents need to kind of instill that you got to work to get things. You got to work to succeed. If you want this, you want that, then you need to work and make the money.
Well, that's
to get
what
that.
Beezer just said. You know, when we were kids, you could make a decent wage back then, but now you have to have three jobs just to pay for rent. And, you know, it's easy to feel defeated. I don't know if I like feeling defeated.
I mean, come on. I remember my first job. I started making $4.25 an hour. But $4.25 an hour back when we were 16.
That was a lot of damn
that
money.
That was a lot of money.
I bought my first car off of that.
You know, that was a lot of money. But still, what do you think? Because of the fact that the cost of living wasn't as high as it is now.
What do you think about that, though? Is it easy to feel defeated, or do you have to take life head on?
You got to take life head on. You got to take the bulls by the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, you do. And I know people are going to feel like they're defeated at times, but you just got to keep going. Because if you give up,
life beat your ass.
Life just gave you a black eye. You got to keep fighting life. Because you know what?
You got to keep fighting the systems.
You're not
you
a quitter.
Do.
Don't be a quitter.
No, you got to. The system's set up that way where
the system is set
rich
up.
Rich get, you know, the rich are them. They're all their own exclusive class. They don't really know what it means to suffer. And then you got the dirt poor.
Yeah. And the ones that are in the you know, the poor range.
There ain't no middle class anymore.
Not really. It's just rich and poor, in my opinion. There's two classes. That's how I look at it.
And that's why I don't understand why we elect leaders that are millionaires. It's like, what the fuck?
And it's almost like those rich people set everybody else up to fail.
They do, because they have to hold control. That's what I was just saying right here. We vote for people that are rich. Why? I don't know. They don't understand our issues. Hell, they don't even know what a price of bread is, these rich people.
Mm-mm.
Or they don't know what the price of gas is.
Mm-mm.
And they're thinking they're representing us. They ain't representing us.
Well, that's
us.
Just like you sit here and you think about if you pay rent, okay? If you pay rent right now, you got a landlord, right? How many other locations does that landlord own? Not to mention the fact that they
usually
probably
multiple.
Own their own home. Okay. They also probably have a full-time job.
Well, I don't doubt that.
So they're racking in all this money from your rent and all these other multiple places. Cause I've never met anybody that hasn't had rental properties with less than five. They've always had five or more.
They've suffered after COVID, man. Nobody paying that rent.
But it's like, look at all the money that these people are making off of our sweat and tears that we're busting ass
every day. Is it their fault?
It's not their fault because they got to make a living just like the rest of us do. But I'm just saying, it just shows how much, you know, they had their goals set at a specific level. Everybody has their goals set at a specific level. A lot of people set their goals a little lower because of the fact that they want to be able to succeed their goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people need to start setting their goals a little bit higher.
You know, that's what I always said is when people try to give you financial advice and they're fucking poor, don't listen to them. It's like, why are you listening to them if they're fucking poor? That's why you got to surround yourself with people that are better. They have goals and they got hustle to them, because then it makes you want to do better.
Yeah.
That's the right way to go.
I mean, I don't judge people by what's in their pocket. You know, I don't care if I'm hanging.
But you're going to take financial advice from a broke ass?
I don't take financial advice from anyone.
But you know where the analogy is coming in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't.
If they're broke asses, why the hell do I want to listen to them?
I'm just saying. Never mind then.
What do you mean never mind? It's a good discussion.
It was a good discussion.
Oh, until I, you know, made you feel bad. I hurt your feelings. You're an emotional woman.
That has absolutely nothing to do with it.
The color was neon yellow. The shoes were checkered. The fanny pack was filled to the max. And this was playing on your bright yellow Walkman. Welcome to Generation Rad.
WMMR DB Rockford.
You know what? I was watching Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, and I was looking at you women's hair. I was like, man, I don't know if it was you were weirdos or you were sexy as hell.
With what? That freaking
the way everybody dressed in the 80s. That was some sexy stuff, man.
Dude, you're on crack.
How am I on crack?
That was the most annoying thing, having to get up and do my freaking hair like that every morning.
Yeah, but you did it.
Unfortunately, I probably should never have done it.
Well, then you wouldn't have been a cool kid.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think women had more style in the 80s than they do today?
There was more style out there.
Yeah, but do you think they had more style? They looked better.
Nah.
Because you women actually took care of yourselves instead of walking around with no makeup on and freaking sweatpants. Your hair all freaking gnarly.
What's wrong with that?
So that means you didn't want to take care of yourself.
Everybody gets a lazy day.
Not every damn day.
Some people don't need makeup.
So again, did women take care of themselves better in the 80s?
Why? Because we get up early, we do our hair, we do our makeup.
Yeah, it's taking pride in yourself.
You don't have to do your hair every day and do your makeup every day to take pride in yourself. Yes, it makes you feel better when you do your hair and your makeup, but
there's always a but with her.
There's always those days when you just want to be like, who cares?
But that wasn't the question. The question was,
do I think they looked better and took better care of themselves? No.
What do you mean, no?
I hated 80s hair. It looks stupid.
How does it look stupid?
Now, looking back at it now, I look at it going, what the hell was I thinking with the bangs like 6 feet in the air? What the hell?
You
was
still
that?
Got bangs 6 feet, but they're downwards.
Yeah.
So you must not have hated it too much.
Really?
Yeah, see? It's
you
like
want
a
me
foot
to wear them up like this?
What a dumbass.
What?
You're dumb. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
It's one of them things you go, huh.
I liked what it better. Just happened here? I liked it better when the 80s were over and it was all about the straight hair.
What do you mean the straight hair? Was it kind of like funky? Was it?
No, it was just straight and smooth.
Yeah, because you guys didn't have to take care of yourselves anymore.
That was just as much work as doing the other crap. God, because you had to bust out the flat iron every day. And then you got friends of yours with their heads on the ironing boards because they didn't have a flat iron and they're literally ironing their hair. And
oh my God.
Dude, that was just as much work.
Okay, now you're boring me.
Yeah, go figure.
What's another one here?
Neglecting personal well-being.
Now, what does that mean to you? No, seriously, what does that mean to you?
When your physical and mental health suffers because of the paths you're taking.
Do you think mental health is a bigger issue now than it used to be?
100%.
What do you think some of the reasons are?
Stress.
There was stress back then, but you saying that there's more stress now?
I think there's more stress now.
Is it because we're adulting and you don't like adulting?
No, because of number one, everything that's going on in the world is going to affect you.
Yeah.
The fact that all the prices are so high, like gas, groceries, you know, even your rent, your mortgage, your insurance, everything is priced way higher now.
Tell me about it. I almost shit when I see my insurance bill. I was like, you guys are cocksuckers.
So all these things, all these expenses that are way higher than they've ever been are going to take an effect on you mentally.
Well,
it's
yeah,
gonna
it is.
It's going to cause you more stress.
But what about our parents? Don't you think they went through stress with all the money?
No, I'm sure they did. But when you're a kid, you don't notice the stress.
Hell no, man.
We never noticed when our parents were stressed about money. Because why? They didn't talk about it in front of their kids like parents do today.
You're damn right, man. You're freaking big mouth. You are. You're a big mouth. You always talk about shit in front of the kids.
Like what?
And it's like, dude, don't you ever shut up.
The kids are in their 20s.
Yeah, even when they were younger. Oh, you know, yeah.
What?
You talk about money, about having to do this and that.
No, because if the kids ask me whether or not they can have this, or this, I'm honest with them and I tell them I can't afford that this week. Maybe next check.
Yeah, maybe next check.
So
should have said no.
Well, it depends what it is. Like, if they want underwear and socks, and I can't afford it that check, they're definitely getting it on the next check.
Or Christmas.
Or Christmas, because that's where we, you know, how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Everybody gets underwear and socks.
Now, I have a montage here of the 1980s.
Oh, for frick's sakes.
With China Doll.
Guess I better get on that screen, huh?
There it is. Look at her hair in the 1980s.
That was not the 80s. That was 1994.
That was 94?
Yes.
Okay, then we got to go to this one.
That was the 80s.
You notice she's roller skating and stuff. That was the big thing back then, was airbrushing a shirt. Look at the dork in the back.
That's Rachel.
That's a girl?
Yes, that's Rachel. She has black hair. You couldn't tell because it's dark in the background.
But that's, you had nice legs back then.
Thanks.
Look at you. You got an ass and everything.
That's it? That's all you got? Two fucking pictures?
Well, you know.
Lame ass montage.
Lame ass montage.
That was dumb.
What do you want me to do? Go through the whole damn thing?
That was dumb. A montage is supposed to have multiple pictures, not two.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Stupid.
It happens.
You're an idiot.
Why do I got to be an idiot all the time? Because you didn't like the pictures that I came up with?
They're nothing.
You don't got a lot of pictures of you from, teenage years on your Facebook.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You're just not looking in the right folder.
Oh.
My senior year photo's in there.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Is it under me? freaking the only one I know that has a folder of me.
You don't like my me folder?
It's like, damn, man. Are you conceited or what, man?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. This was 1980s hair from China Doll. Right there, senior pitcher.
That is how I wore my hair.
Dude.
Pretty much almost every day. That's a perm.
That is your senior pitcher.
Yes. Nice shirt, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You were a retard.
I was wearing shorts in that picture.
What else we got here?
Elementary school.
Elementary school right there. Michael Collins. Let's see here.
That's like K through... Oh, wait. No.
Where? Oh, there she is right there.
Look at
the bowl haircut. Oh, my God. You were weird.
Can you find me there? I've got a mullet.
You got a mullet in this one?
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Where?
Right here.
Yeah. Go down.
Dude, you were a dork.
White shirt.
Dude, what a dork.
Can you find me there?
Hell no, I can't find you here.
Second row.
Right there.
Up. Yeah. Yep, there it is.
I'm glad you look better now, man. I'd have been like, what? No way. Me and you wouldn't have been together in high school. Nope.
That was like K through six.
You wore the famous bowl haircut.
Dude, my mom literally used to tape my bangs down with scotch tape to cut my hair when I was a kid. Not realizing that, you know, there were things called cowlicks. So
you were put on the wrong path at a very early age.
Well, you've met my mom.
You're a dork. What's another one of these?
You met my mom. She put me on the wrong path. That's why when I first got my hair license, I scotch taped her bangs down, told her, my God, mom, you must have went to beauty school because this is how we were taught. You're constantly making excuses.
Oh, my God. Those are the ones I really can't stand. There's always an excuse for something. Even though you know they're lying, there's always an excuse.
Well, it's human nature to rationalize our actions, especially when we stray from the path that we know is right for us. Making excuses to justify our choices, often without realizing we're doing it.
So you think it's just a reaction then?
I think it's a reaction. But not always.
But not always. You know, let's take a look here again at this montage. Look at that thing.
God.
Oh, my God, man.
You're still messing with my pictures.
Holy shit.
Number 39, that was me.
You know what? Number 40 is hot. I would have done her right in the butt. I would have done her in the butt. Number 10 looks like a freaking, yeah. The teacher's over here.
That's actually a student. That's a goalie.
That's a goalie?
The coach is on the other side.
So you had transgenders back then. Yeah, the only one it looks like I do is number 40. And that's it. And of course, look at that. There she is. You look like a dude with a mullet. The hell's wrong with you back then? Look like a mullet. Okay, who would I have done in on China Doll's soccer team here?
I was 43.
I would have done, let's see here. You guys had the screwed up way.
It was windy that day.
Yeah, windy my ass. There's nobody I would do here. What the hell? You had an ugly soccer team. I'd have done her right here, that teacher. I'd have done her in a heartbeat. Other than that, you had ugly peoples in Schaumburg. Ugly peoples. Oh my goodness. No wonder the football team didn't want to pork you guys. No wonder. You're uglies. Dude, you got hit with the ugly stick back then.
You got issues.
let me take that back about how women used to look in the 80s.
There it was.
No shit. Oh my godness. Uglies, man. And you guys were freaking rich. Needed plastic surgery back then.
Wow.
And Jason, they were rich, not pretty. Jason's from that area, ain't he?
He lives there. I don't know.
In Schaumburg?
Yeah.
Conan High School's where you went.
Yeah. He didn't.
But he knows they were rich, but they weren't pretty. You guys in Schaumburg got hit with the ugly stick.
A lot of them did.
Unbelievable, man. Yuck. That's what I have to say. Yuck. Oh, my goodness gracious. What do we got coming up in the news right now?
Stand by. I'll be right there.
He knows your music. He speaks your mind. And he's got you locked on. Call him K. Because you're okay with him.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. WMMRDB Rockford.
Oh, yeah. WMMRDB Rockford. What do we got coming up in the news here?
A 34-year-old. New York City woman recently went on a first date with a man she met on the dating app Hinge.
What the hell is Hinge?
A dating app.
There are so many dating apps out there. It's unreal if you ask me.
Only to receive outrageous texts the next morning from this clueless jackass rating her.
Clueless jackass? Is that actually in the article?
No, it says clueless cad.
Oh, okay. Clueless.
I think jackass sounds better than cad.
Yeah, I gotta admit.
Only rating her on her looks and commenting on her weight, and somehow thinking that the unwanted critique would land him a second date.
Huh?
One of his text messages said, "I was expecting to date the woman from the photos. Happy to casually stay in touch until your weight is gone. Then we can see where it goes."
Huh.
That was one of the messages he sent her.
Well, don't you think that he had a perfectly good, you know, that's acceptable to see about the weight?
How much you want to bet the photos that she posted were from the chest up. There were nothing from the whole body.
Oh, you're damn right, man. That's what always happens, don't you think?
So he didn't know what he was getting into. And why does the weight have to be an issue?
You're damn right it has to be an issue. I don't want to. You know what? That's what I hate about.
Well, guess
these
what?
Things you post.
That's,
you post
that's
images.
When, oh, no, no, no. That, that's no, when no. You become extremely shallow. I will just call you Shallow Hal.
What do you mean, shallow hell? Because I don't want to be dating a beluga whale.
What if she only needed to lose like 5 pounds, dude? You don't know. You don't know what the picture looks like.
Yeah, but you know what? You women are terrible at that. You post pit. It's false advertising. False advertising, I call it.
He gave her a 10 in personality, a 10 on her face, and only a 5 for sexual compatibility.
So what's wrong with that? That's not what he's into. You're calling him shallow? No, you don't call him shallow.
Oh, yeah, I do.
He knows what he wants.
Because I could see what the girl looks like, and she's not fat.
Well, what's the girl look like? Oh, you can't share screen.
I can't share screen.
Unbelievable. You know what? Everybody has their own preference.
She's not fat.
And that don't mean you call him shallow. I was going to call him Shadow. Shadow Warrior.
She's not fat, though.
So you're saying to me that
she's got a gorgeous face. She's got beautiful long brown hair. She's mm-hmm. got a big rack on her.
See, with me, I don't like, you know, huge racks. It's kind of overkill.
Definitely a C-cup.
That's why I always say, why do women always have to get breast implants, man? Love your freaking little small titties, okay? There's a, like yours. You got perfect small titties. Nice and round.
I like them small. I'm glad they're not big anymore.
the big ones, don't they, like, when you're jumping up and down, actually hit you in the face?
Some people have that problem.
Get you a black eye or something
some
like that.
Some people have that problem. But I hate when people do that. It sickens me when people judge people on how they look.
You know, well, that's all a part of the human experience.
I don't care. I don't care. You don't do that. And you don't send a text like that. That's disgusting. If you weren't interested, just leave it alone. Don't send a text like that.
What's
that's
the text
ignorant.
Again? What's the text again?
That's freaking ignorant.
How's that ignorant? I want to hear the text.
I was expecting to date the woman from the photo. Happy to casually stay in touch until the weight is gone. Then we can see where it goes.
So he was being honest.
He was being a dick.
How is that being a dick? He was being honest.
You don't have to text somebody about how their weight is. You leave that shit out of the text.
I don't agree.
Why don't you just tell the person or don't even text the person?
I don't agree.
You're a douche then.
How am I a douche? You're because a douche. I know what you're I want. Douche.
That's fine. Then if you know what you want and you meet this person on the first date and you're not interested, then you just leave it alone. You don't need to text the next day and be like, well, sorry, you're too fat. The fuck?
Well, I agree. You don't text them the next day.
Shut up.
You do it that day and tell them.
You don't text them, tell
you're
them they're
freaking
too...
beluga whale. What happened
you
here?
You don't do that. That's wrong. Coming that from wrong? A girl that used to be the big girl. No, you don't do that. You don't text somebody about their weight and say, well, hey, once you're not fat anymore, maybe then we can hook up.
Well, maybe it gives her motivation to lose weight.
There's people out there that would accept her for what she looks like now.
Okay, so that don't make him a douche.
It makes him a douche. He shouldn't have sent the text. Leave it alone. You weren't obviously interested. Don't text the next day, you retard.
Okay, so what about a guy who got fished on, say, Tinder, shows up at a bar. You're thinking you got a hot-ass broad right there. Next thing you know, she turns out to be freaking... 500 pounds. You don't think that's right? That's not right.
No, I don't think that's right either. But when you see a picture of a person that maybe the most they need to lose 10 pounds.
10 pounds on a woman is a lot.
Not really.
Okay, what about what Beezer says? What's worse, being honest or getting ghosted?
To be honest, I'd personally rather be ghosted and just be like, oh, I guess that didn't work out. Or if you're going to text them, be like, yeah, you know what? It was an okay time. Maybe you don't got to bring up their weight.
Well, then I wouldn't be a good guy.
No, you'd be a dick. No, you just leave it alone.
What a broad. She getting mad at me because you want. Ain't honesty the best policy?
Yeah, honesty is the best policy, but you don't need to bring the person's weight in it.
Well, then you just give them motivation to look good. What's the next one before I freaking smack in your mouth?
I'm going to smack you in the mouth.
Calling me a bad person because you want to, you got to be honest with somebody. It motivates them, I say. Motivates them.
So this is out in Italy. A 440-pound Italian.
Okay,
man,
now we're going in. Now you're picking on men.
I'm not picking. This is the actual. I'm reading the article.
It's
verbatim.
Not his fault. He needs a lift to get him up.
But wait, listen. A 440-pound Italian man convicted of viciously knifing his girlfriend to death during an argument over breadcrumbs in the bed has been freed from prison after serving only 1 year due to a court ruling that the high calorie diet served in the facility could kill him.
What? No.
They released him from prison due to the fact that he went from, get this, when he was put in prison, his weight was about 260 pounds. Mm-hmm. And because they supposedly feed them such a high-calorie diet...
He went to 440.
He went to 440 in a year.
He didn't work out.
they said once he was over the 400 mark and could no longer physically get around without a wheelchair, they could no longer deal with his situation and they let him out. And now he's on house arrest at his parents' humongous house.
I don't, you know what? That is not messed up. That's bullshit.
You're going to let somebody out of prison that viciously killed his girlfriend because he's getting fat.
Damn. By the way, if that's the case, don't tell her she's fat, man. She'll kill your ass. Don't tell her she has to lose 10 pounds anymore. You know, I have to change my position on that one. She'll slice your freaking throat.
I mean, geez. They said because of his medical health is now at risk if he remains in prison.
So cut the dude a diet.
They said that they cannot. They are incapable of changing his eating habit. Like, they can't give him a specific diet in prison.
So there you go, guys. You know, you ever end up in the clink, all you have to do is make yourself, you know, 400 or 500 pounds.
And I guess out in, you know, Italy, you can smoke in prison because they also complain that he is also a chain smoker.
Well, you used to be able to smoke in prison here until the fucking libtards got into it.
Yeah, well, this was yesterday's article, so this is happening now.
I don't know. Messed up, if you ask me.
They said his incarceration puts his life at risk because prison officials are unable to provide a low-calorie diet he needs to shed pounds. So he will serve out the rest of his sentence under house arrest at his parents' home near Milan, where he can get a healthy diet.
Where was, what was his sentence?
What was his sentence?
Yeah.
That he was, oh, when he did the crime?
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 30 years on a murder conviction.
So the next 30 years, he's under house arrest.
In Milan.
And probably 5-6 years from now, they'll probably get him off of it.
Probably.
You know what? He should be thanking his lucky stars he's not behind bars and he's doing house arrest.
Well, I guess the victim's family, who slammed the decision to release him, says that it's nothing but shameful.
How much you want to bet a couple months or a year down the road he's going to get shot?
Something will happen.
Because you don't screw around in Italy, man.
Something will happen.
They'll get your ass in Italy. That's what they're going to do.
Give me a break, really? Just because, how hard is it for them to just give him less food, like smaller servings? I don't know how it works in the prison system, so.
I don't know. We got time for one more.
Okay.
It's screwed up.
I mean, well, hey, if you're in Italy, just, you know, gain weight while you're in prison. They'll let you out.
That's basically what they're saying.
That basically is what they're saying. If you go from 260 to 440 while you're incarcerated, you're going to get released because you're too fat.
Unbelievable.
So, totally naked Florida couple was busted having sex in front of a group of people, including children. The woman was telling cops it was a dream of hers to have sex in public.
What if she was fat?
Well, I see their faces. I don't know what their bodies look like and their faces. Yeah, you'd want to just keep walking.
You're waking up with
Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Sitting there doing the freaking nasty, man. She probably smelled too. What's that fish smell?
Well, he was 60 and she was 55.
Oh my goodness.
And they were fully nude on top of one another on Friday, this past Friday.
Yeah, but you know what? And this is a legitimate question. Is it their constitutional right to be able to, I would have said, you know, I'm expressing free speech.
But get this. The 60-year-old, the man, Robert Clark, was a registered sex offender.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was fully exposed.
Are you kidding me?
She was having sex with a registered sex offender.
You know what? Why would a woman do that? I just want to know that. Why would a woman want to date a sex offender? I want to know.
I have no idea. It doesn't say what he was a registered sex offender for. It doesn't
matter.
But I'm just saying, it doesn't say what it was for. But
that's freaking nasty. I want to know what's up with women.
I have no idea. That would know.
You know what? I got to do that one tomorrow, man. I really do. What is with women and dating sexual predators and guys that are on death row? I want to know the answer to these questions. That is just horrible. And he was doing it in front of kids?
There were kids there, yeah.
And what's up with the parents just sitting there watching?
No, people weren't watching. They were basically covering their kids' faces. And like, if the parents were with the kids, they would cover their eyes and like take them away. Oh, I found out what he was in for.
What?
He was pled guilty in 2009 to a federal child pornography charge and is a registered sex offender because of that.
Those are the sickest ones right there.
So if he was federal in 2009, how's he out already?
I'll see you in members only in about 15 minutes. If you're not a member, go join over on Spotify or YouTube. Everybody else, hopefully you enjoy the show. Rock.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse.